Hello.
Hi, Shira. It's Jasmine. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Jasmine. What's going on?
Good, good. So I have a very distraught Jeanette on the line.
Yeah, she...
Let me explain to you before you tell me, because I just read your notes, okay?
Okay.
And I'm having this problem with a lot of patients that keep calling. I don't know what's going on.
About my cases?
Mm-hmm. So basically, she already got her assessment through Maximus. They told her she was approved. They even gave her hours and everything. So now she's saying that she spoke to you and that you're telling her that she needs financials. And she's trying to tell you, but I already went through that and I already passed my assessment. And so she's getting frustrated and now she wants to go to another agency because she feels like she's not, you don't understand what she's trying to tell you. So let me merge her in, okay?
No, Jasmine, don't merge her in yet. Not until I tell you what's going on, what's really
okay,
going on.
Okay, go ahead.
On. She called me to let me know that she submitted bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through the list, and she said that she didn't submit some paperwork. So I told her, we need to submit a letter stating why you couldn't submit the paperwork. And she hung up on me. So usually I wait a little bit. I wait a day or two because I know they're frustrated. So I called her again. I said, listen, Janet, Hallie, we have to submit this. And she says, I am done. I'm not doing this. I said, but this needs to get done. She says, no. And she hung up again. So I called her again. I said, listen, this is what we have to do in order for you to get onto the services. She says, I don't care. She hung up. So
okay, but let me patch
them.
Her through so that
we can be
all on the same line.
But what's the point? Because if she's not going to listen, because I explained it to her very, very clearly,
okay, so
I can't
the point,
peg them.
I know, Ms. Shira. The point is that let me troubleshoot this, because if not, she's just going to give up, okay? And because she's saying that she already submitted all this, so let's review it again. Let's just talk to her. Let's see what's really happening, okay? Give me 1 second. Ms. Jeanette?
Yes.
Yeah, I have Ms. Shira on the line. She's our specialist that works with the county. And the only thing that they're missing is the paperwork from the bank. That's all they're missing to complete the application.
No, I just told her that I told Shira that I just mailed it out. I mailed my deed out.
Janet.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not the deed, though.
Jeanette,
go ahead.
Let me 1 second, Jasmine. Remember I explained to you that it was very good that you submitted all the paperwork, but because you weren't able to submit everything, a letter needs to be submitted, right?
We just need a letter to get this
who
through so the
now?
County can approve it now.
Who is that talking to now?
Ms. Shira, what letter does she need?
Okay, we need to submit a letter stating why she couldn't submit her 2020 and 2023 statements.
I didn't say my 2023. I already have my 2023. I told you that. I keep telling you over what I have. And then when I talk to you back, you don't remember what I said.
You said we just had a conversation. You said you weren't able to submit your 2020 to 2023 statements, correct?
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said I didn't. I wasn't be able. I was able to submit my 21 and 22. I got the 23, 24, and 25.
So you do have
2020?
So she has it.
Yes. I raised it now.
Janet, again, from 2020 to 2023. That's including 21, 22, 20, 21, and 22. Do you have those statements?
I told you no. I sent.
Yes or no?
23.
2020 to 2022.
No, I don't.
Right. We know that from the beginning because you told me that all the way. And remember I said that a letter needs to be submitted.
No,
now, when I told you that before,
it's
you
the
didn't
first
want
time
to take that.
Okay, so let's just move forward. We just need, right now, we just need the bank statement for 2023, is it? Ms. Shira?
I already sent them out in the mail already.
She already sent all the paperwork in. She's just missing the letter.
You're just missing a letter. That's all you're missing. Can you produce
what,
that letter? Can
letter?
You, the letter stating about the... Go ahead, Ms. Shira.
Jesus. Janet, is it Janet or Hallie? What's your first name? I'm sorry.
It's Jeanette.
My last name is Hallie. You can call me the Hallie. Yes.
All right, Ms. Hallie, what needs to be submitted, you did great. You submitted a lot of the paperwork which was needed. But if you would have, I was trying to explain to you from the beginning, because you're missing some paperwork, they just need a letter explaining why you weren't able to submit that paperwork. And I was going to continue to say before that I can help you write that letter or I can do it for you. Now, in addition to the letter, you also need to write an explanation of anything over $500 that was deposited or withdrawn from your account. Now, if any of that, you have to explain it. Now, anything over $1,000 needs verification of where it went to, needs proof of where it went to. So all that also has to be done.
I don't know. I don't know where that went to in 2023 and 2024. How do I know?
Again, this is something that it's not personal to you. It's something that everybody has to do. So sometimes they could see near the deposit or withdrawal, they could see an ATM withdrawal, or they could see Walmart was they spent some money in Walmart. They could see things.
I don't mean to interrupt you. How can I get those statements from 2023 from the map machine? Did I make sense?
What did you say?
How can I get the receipt from 2023 from the
You don't need a receipt. You only need a receipt if it was over $1,000.
It was over $1,000. Where can I get it from?
Okay, again, let me explain it to you. From 2024 to present, because those are the statements that you have to go down the statements. Any withdrawal or deposit over $500 needs an explanation. For example, let's say in 2023 in February 9th, you went ahead and you went to Walmart and you spent $600. They need to see that. They need to see the date, the year, and how much you spent.
They're going to see it. Will they see it on the base account? Everything is on there.
No, the county explained to us that it's not good enough because they have to put in all the information digitally and personally. So if you give them the form, that's what is needed.
But I don't have no receipts or nothing from 2021.
Again, you don't need receipts. Janet,
you don't need a receipt, Janet. You just need a letter stating, you know, the withdrawal date and what was spent on. That's
Janet,
all
like
need.
I told you before on our last conversation.
I don't remember.
Okay. Janet, like I explained to you before on our previous conversation, before you spoke to Jasmine, if you send me the paperwork, I can do it for you.
She can do it for you.
I can't do it if you hang the phone up on me and I can't have a conversation with you. We have to be able to do this together.
But so you keep saying send it. I already sent all my bank statements already.
Right. She sent it to the county, but now they need an explanation. Okay, so that's what Shira is gonna help you with to compose the letter.
But understand that. But how do I remember from 2023?
We'll figure it out together.
You know what I want to, when you say that I need the bank stuff, you kept telling me to come over again, and I got them. You should have told me then. Now, since I got everything together, now you're telling me I need something else.
The county's requesting it. That's why. Because now that they received all the information, now they're going
I don't have it.
Jeanette, I did tell you in the beginning, dear.
It's okay. That's what we're here for. We're here to troubleshoot this. So we're going to move forward, okay? So all she needs now is just an explanation as to what was spent on, and then she can assist you with that.
Jeanette, if you'd like, I keep offering it to you. You could send me the information. I could do it for you.
What you want to do for me?
I can write out the explanation of anything over $500, and I can write that letter for you, like I explained to you before as well. I can do that for you.
I have money over $10,000. Now how am I explaining that?
You had what over $6,000?
Yes.
What did you have over
$6,000? Me and my grandkids, but it was in my name.
You deposited it. Where is that money?
On the bank stuff, the bill of sale, you got my two granddaughters, daughter name on the altar.
Okay, again.
On my bank, Daphne, on my bank stuff, my name on there, by the two granddaughters' names on there.
Is that a savings account?
Checking account.
So you have $6,000 in the checking account right now?
No, I don't have it anymore. In the past.
What year?
It was like $10,000.
Okay, how did that money get into the account? From where?
I put it in the account for my grandkids. And my grandkids, it was for the grandkids. Where did the money come from? Did that matter? I got to tell you everything.
Janet, it's Jeanette. It's not for me. I'm not trying to get the information.
No, I don't know.
It's the county.
The county needs that information. Let me tell you something too. Okay. The county already got all the information on where that money came from because my lawyer had to give them the county money, so they already know.
But, Jenna, it's not the department that we're working with in order to get the waiver. They don't share information with that department that has that information. So it's like you're trying to get into a program.
I had a suitcase a long time ago, okay?
That's fine. So that $10,000, that money that was in the account, right, if any of that was spent, if you spent more than $1,000 at a time, they need to know why.
That was my money. Why did they want to know why?
Again, it's not personal. It's something that they need from every single person trying to get onto the waiver program. It's part of the process of getting approved.
Look, I'm gonna leave this alone. I told you everything that you say do, and I waste my time.
Jeanette, we're here to help you.
No. I can't do it anymore, okay?
So I'm offering to do it for you. You don't have to be busy doing it. I could do it for you. Hello? Hello? Jasmine?